Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shmuel Eliezer Badil. Maseches Menachos is dedicated to Le'ilu Nishmas Rabbi Yechiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Menachos Daf Ayin Gimel. The shiur will start from the Mishnah in the new Perek Ve'ilu Menachos Nikmotzis. The Mishnah starts that these Menachos on Nikmotzis V'shireyim La'Koyanim Minchas Asuiles Machvas Macheshes and so forth. The Mishnah counts 10 Menachos. That the aloch of these menoches, they have a kmitza v'shirayim l'akoyanim. Rashi, in the first Devar Maschil Minchas HaSoiles, explains in Rashi and Rashi in Ksaviyad, that the Minchas HaSoiles was nikmetzes iso. It was nikmetzes when it was a dough. Now this Rashi, b'em is not so simple, and we'll discuss here a few nekudas, which is b'em is a hakdoma to the upcoming dafim in this perik, which discuss very much the Iker procedure of the Asiyas HaMenoches, the various Menoches and the Aloches in the Asiyah. Now we have to be makdim that there's some Menoches which are HaMenoches or HaFuyois. These are Menoches which get baked, and there's Alocha of Esechalois. Either it's baked in a Machvas, Macheshes, in a Tanu, Mafetanu, and they have different Aloches of the Tigun. These are the Menoches or HaFuyois. Besides the Menoches or Afuyos, there's also a Minchas Soiles, which does not have a Din Afiyas, we'll discuss soon. And this Mincha comes Soiles, flour by itself, with the Shemen. And this is there's no actual baking taking place in the Minchas Soiles. Now in the Menoches or Afuyos, besides the baking, you first have to make the Soiles, which is brought, the Isorin of Soiles, has to be made into a dough. This is with the Shemen, and we also add in Mayim. We magabel the Isorin Soiles with the Shemen b'mayim, and we make a dough. Then you take a Maisek Mitzah, and afterwards it's made into Chalois and it's baked. And we'll see later on all the different machlokes and if Chalois boilalon, Soiles boilalon. But Al Koponim, there's a halacha of Lisha, there's a halacha of kneading. We have to go and make it into a dough. And these are the halachas of the Menochos or Afuyos. Lichoira, Bepashtus, the Minchas Soiles, which does not have any afir, it's not baked, it's not fried, there's aloche that it comes soiles, then l'chayre, there's bichlal no aloche of lisha, there's no din that you have to go knead the soiles in with water and make it into a dough. The aloche is, you have shemen, you put the shemen into the soiles as a din bila, but besides that, there's no aloche of lisha. Memela, this aloche of lisha, normally one would say only applies to the menoches or afuyos, where we have to make a isa, and afterwards we're going to be baking it, but the soiles remains soiles, and there's no aloch of lisha. Memela asks the biskirov over here, and the shuri agreed, brings it down. L'chayr, the loshen of Rashi, that Rashi says that the minchas ha-soiles was nikmetzes isa, l'chayr, we have to understand, there's no isa at all, there's no dough by the minchas soiles. The minchas soiles comes when it's soiles by itself, when it's flour, and enechanami the shemen, but it's not dough. So why does Rashi say, Nikmetzes Isa, L'chayr, there's no din lisha at all by the Minchas Soiles? Says the Biskriyov, L'chayr, we have to be saying that Rashi does not mean that Be'emes is a dough with water and soiles. Rashi is just referring to the Shemen, like the Gemara says in Soita, Yudaled Amud Beis, that the halacha of the Kmitza is that we have to be koimetz the Mincha from the place where there's a lot of Shemen, Mimokoim Shiribo Shamino. We pour the shemen into the soiles and make a bila, but there's a mokim, there's places in the maisa bila that is more shemen, and from there we make the kmitza. So Rashi calls that place a isa, a dough. The shemen and the soiles is called a dough, but b'emes there's no halacha of lisha with mayim, and the meila, this is halacha only by menoches v'afuyos, not at all by the minchas soiles. This is how the Biskriyov explains our Rashi. But b'emes, it's not so simple. Because Enechanami, the Ika Aloche, which we said, there's Menoches or Afuyos, the ones which are baked and fried, and the Minchas Soiles is definitely, there's no Aloche of Afir, which is a Dovo Muskim, that there's no Din Afir in the Minchas Soiles. And the Gemara by us, the Gemara says, Omer Epope, Kol Heiche, Ditnan, Eser Tnan, Rashi earlier in Dafnun Tes, Med Aleph, this Gemara is quoted a few times, and Rashi in Dafnun Tes explains, that the Loshon of Repopo who says Eser Tanan, in the first Pshat says Rashi, this means the Aloche of Eser Chalois. We learn the Aloche that they have to be brought, 10 Chalois has to be made from these Menoches, and this is the Din of Repopo, that Eser Tanan, we have to make Eser Chalois out of all these Menoches. the Lechem Mishnah, Maisa Kobono is Peik Yud Gimel Aloch Yud. He says that Lechiru Akon to Rashi, this Pshat of Rashi that your papa means we make 10 chalois, Lechiru your papa is referring also to the Minchas Soiles. So says the Lechem Mishnah is Mavur, that the Alocha of the Lechem that has to come, the Mincha have to come, Esa chalois, is also referring to the Minchas Soiles. And he asks from the Rosh and Rashi, Ala Torah, in Rashi in Pashas Vayikra, Beis Dalid, Rashi over there says that only the Menochis who are Fuyo, it's only the ones which are baked, they have a Alocha of Esa chalois, which is Mashma and Rashi, that the Minchas Soiles does not have such a Alocha. And the Lechem Mishnah says that the Rambam also is Mashma, that L'chiria we do have a Alocha of Esa chalois, not like Rashi Ala Torah, and he brings down from the Mizrochi, who already asks on Rashi Ala Torah, that there's a Alocha of Esa chalois L'chiria also by the Minchas Soiles, not just by the Menochis or Afuyos. But the Mishnah the Melech over there, Maisa Akobonus, his mommy asks very strongly on the Lechem Mishnah, on the Mizrochi, that he doesn't understand Bichlal, the Tzad, that we should say there's such a din of Esa Chalois by the Minchas Soiles, and they say that the Rambam says so. Says the Mishnah the Melech, L'chir, this is a Pella, because it's Mefurish in the Rambam, in Perik Yud, Halachat Esvov, that we used to divide the Minchas Soiles, like we'll learn now in the Sugya, between the Koyanim, and the Rambam says that this division was given Soiles. It was divided when it was in its flower state, it wasn't baked at all. Memela, there's no place at all for this halacha of Esa Chalois, if there's no afir, if there's no baking taking place, there's no halacha of afir at all in the Minchas Soiles, so there's no mocking, there's no place for such a halacha of Esa Chalois. So L'chiria says in Mishnah Melech, either we'll see that Repopa over here, the Pshat in Esa Chalois, means like Rashi says by us, the second Pshat of Rashi earlier, this is referring to the 10 Menochos, Lafuka Reb Shimon who has 11 Menochos, and even according to Rashi's Pshat earlier, that this is referring to the Halacha of Esa Chalois, Bal Korchoch one has to say that this is not going back on the Minchas Soiles, because the Minchas Soiles definitely does not have such a Halacha, because there's no Afir, there's no baking, would not apply at all this din of Esa Chalois. So this is the Chiriyot of a Muskim, agreed, everyone agrees, there's no din Afir, a Chiddush of a Lechem Mishnah, and the Mizrochi, they say maybe there's a din of Esa Chalois, but the Mishnah Melech, he asks, that the Chiriyot is a Pella, and the Rambam Al-Kopon is Mefurish, that there's no din Afir at all, and it's divided when it's still Soiles. The Mishnah Melech continues on, a big Chiddush, and the Mishnah Melech says that since there's no halacha, no mention at all of any baking by the Minchas Soiles, so says the Mishnah Melech that when the Koyanim divide the Soiles between themselves and each one gets a bit of Soiles, then be'emes there's no halacha that the Koyan himself has to go and bake, use this flour and bake it into bread. He can use the Soiles and he can eat the Soiles even when it's raw. He can put it, says the Mishnah Melech, into his dicer, into his cereal, the porridge. He can use the Soiles even without any baking, because there's no mention of Afir at all mentioned in the Minchas Soiles. This is the Mishnah Melech's Chiddush, the Karen Uriya earlier in Dafnun Hei Omed Aleph. He said, he argues very strongly and he says, even though there's no baking, mitzad the Hilchis Asiyas HaMenochis, there's no din in the Minchas Soiles, in its Akrova, that has to have a baking and the Kmitzah is done when it's Soiles. But Al Koponim later on, in order to be Mekayim, the Mitzvah Sachila, there's a locha that the Koyanim have to eat it when it's Matzois, like the Gemara discusses in Yevomos, Mem Amud Aleph, there's a locha of Matzo, and therefore definitely in order to be Mekayim, the Achilas Menochis, there has to be baked, and the Koyanim are not allowed to just put it into their Daisa, and the Mela, this is the Koyan Uri, argues on the Mishnah the Melech, in the Hilchis Afir, on the Chilek HaKoyanim. So Al Koponim, this is clear, that there's no afir, and there's no baking by the Minchas Soiles, mitzad, the asiyah, and the akrov of the mincha. Later on, there's machlokes in the shirayim, if the chilek akoyanim can be eaten when it's chai, when it's raw, or it has to have a bishul. So this is all benegea, the halacha of afir. So now we have to come to discuss the halacha of lisha. We said that lichura, since these menochis or afuyois have to be baked, this is the reason why we have to do a lisha. We bring mayim, and we make it into a dough. Masha'in kenim in chasoiles, there's no afir. Therefore, the zechir does not have any lisha. And this is what the Biskirov learns in Ariashi, is only referring to the mokrim of the shemen. But be'emes, even though the Rambam is takim afurish like this, that there's no lisha in the min chasoiles, and it's divided to the koyanim when it's still flour. But if we look at the Lashonis of Rashi and Tosfos a few places, it seems to be that Rashi and Tosfos argue on the Rambam, and they hold that there's a loch of lisha even by Minchas Soiles. Because besides our Lashon Rashi by us, Rashi earlier in Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis, the Ramaschil Koparich, Rashi over there is discussing the halacha of a Minchas Nesochim, which is also a Minchas Soiles. And Rashi over there says there's no point of putting Mayim into the Minchas Nesochim, because you can be Megabel, the Mincha, we can go mix it well, because it has a lot of Shemen, there's Shloisha Lugim, Memela, since there's a lot of Shemen in the Minchas Nesochim, we can go and manage even without any Mayim. Tosfos also in Nun Zayin Amud Aleph over there, Diva Masril Minchas Nesochim says so. So it's mashma l'chir that even by Minchas Soiles it is somewhat the idea of making it into Issa. So too Tosfos earlier in Samach Zayin Amud Beis, Diva Masril Yotzak, Tosfos over there it says that we put the Soiles inside the Losh Bepoishrin. Pashtas Tosfos over there is discussing also the Minchas HaOime, which has a halacha of a Minchas Soiles. And Tosfos mentions that it's a lisha with warm water, which is mashma, that is a din lisha to make it into a dough, even by the Minchas Soiles. The Sfas Emes Bemes already asks, on Tosfos over there, l'chayu to Minchas Soiles, why there's a din lisha? And Tosfos l'chayu earlier in Nun Hei Amad Aleph, Diva Maschil Kol HaMenochos, at the end of Tosfos, Tosfos discusses the Gemara in Psochim Lamed Vav Amad Aleph, that the lisha has to be done b'mokim's reason, and Tosfos explains that the lisha is referring to the lisha of a Minchas Soiles. The chayyah from all these places is mavua that the shitta of Rashi and Tosfos is that even by the Minchas Soiles also had the halacha of lisha. And the Karen Uriah by us in Rashi, he says b'pshitas, he brings down the Rambam who says that the Minchas Soiles was divided when it was still flour and there was no lisha, but says the Karen Uriah that the chayyah Rashi by us says that the Minchas Soiles was a Issa, was a dough, because Rashi argues on the Rambam, and Rashi holds that even a Minchas Soiles has a din lisha. He doesn't, it's not Ma'irich, he says a very bekitzer. He just says that Rashi argues on the Rambam, and Rashitas Rashi is, that even a Minchas Soiles has a locha of a lisha, not like the Biskri Rav Tukon in our Rashi, that Rashi is already referring to the Shemen, which is placed together with the Soiles. So too we find a few other Achrinim, they take on like the Karen Uriah. This is the Ponim Yofos from the Bala Aflor in Parshas Vayikra, the beginning, Diva Maschil Vehevio, later of Diva Maschil Kol HaMincha, says the Aflor in the Ponim Yofos that this halacha of Lisha applies also to Minchas Soiles, like it's Mavu and Rashi and Tosfos a few times in Menachos. So to the Mikdash Tovid, in Simen Ches, Ois Aleph, they take on that Rashi, this Shitta is, that there is a halacha of Lisha by Minchas Soiles. Now, as we explained, L'chayra, the whole idea of Lisha is always to go and make a dough in order to be able to bake this dough into chalois, and there's aloch of afir. Memela by the menochis or afuyois, we understand very well the idea of making a dough. But L'chayra, what is the idea of the din Lisha? Why should it be b'emes aloch of Lisha to make a dough by the Minchas Soiles if there's no aloch of bichlal of afir? N'lishoynes of the Ravid in the Toras Kriyani in Pashas Vayikro, in Dibur Din Edover Perikud Beis Halacha Beis, will be mashma that the din of Lisha is not just kedei to be able to bake this dough later on, but the Ravid is mashma that the din, the idea of Lisha, is also kedei to be mekayim the mitzvah of blila. There's a din that you have to take the shemen and mix the shemen into the soiles. Says the Ravid that when we put the mayim in, we place some mayim also into this mixture in order that the shemen should be nivlal yofe be'isa. It's mashma that the mayim is what's going to help the shemen being mixed well and making it into a dough in order to be mekayim better the mitzvah of blila. Memela, this will be a good hezber why Rashi and Tosfos should hold that this halacha of lisha, which is with mayim, should be halacha even by the Minchas Soiles, which is not baked. Since maybe the idea of the lisha is not just for the afir, but it's also to be mekayim better the mitzvahs of blila, which is halacha also by the Minchas Soiles. But the Biskri Rav earlier on in Daf Nun Amud Beis, he says about kochach, this can't be the reason why we're being making a lisha, because the mitzvah of bila, there's no halacha be'emes that the bila has to come to every single place in the mincha. We find a few places in Menachos, like we quoted earlier, from the Gemara in Sota Yudaled Amud Beis, that the Maisik Mitzah is done from Mimokim Sheribo Shamno, from the place where there's a lot of shemen over there in the mincha. If we're going to say there's alocha bilas be mixed well, and the shemen has to be proportionate across the whole mincha, l'chayda be no alocha v'ribo shamno, there's no such case of having a part of the mincha which has more shemen. And more so, says Rizkayov, later on in the Gemara Menachos, Kuf Beis Amid Beis, the Gemara discusses a case of Tzrid Shel Menachos, that the mincha was dry, it didn't have anything, it was Tzrid. Says Rizkayov, Bal Kochach, there's no alocha that the shemen has to reach all the chalokim of the soiles. Memela, the bila, says Rizkayov, is only a maise bila. We have to go and put the shemen and make a maise bila. But there's no halacha that in the end result we have to have a dough and we have to have that every single chelik of the soiles should be mixed with the shemen. Memela, l'chayah, this can't be the reason why we put the mayim in. L'chayah, not like the mashmos of the loshon of the ravid. Memela, the Rizkayov says, bal kochoch, bal mincha soiles, there's no halacha of lisha. Lisha is only for one purpose, in order to make a dough to be baked later on. And by the mincha soiles, where there's no dinafia, memela, there's no halacha of lisha. And memela, the Biskriov says, we have to be madchik our Rashi and say Issa is only referring to the shemen and not to the din lisha, because it doesn't apply at all by the mincha soiles. The other lishenis of Rashi and Tosfos, which we quoted, by the minchas nesachim, this could be like Rashi says earlier in Daf Nun Daled Omed Aleph, that the din of a minchas choyte is that we could put mayim into the mincha in order, says Rashi, that it should be easier to do the maise kmitza. It is very difficult to do a kmitza of soiles. In order to do a kmitza, which is easier if there's going to be a mayim inside the mincha. So this could be the idea of putting the mayim into the minchas nesachim also, not for the kiyum aloch of lisha, which only applies to the menoches or afuyos, but maybe just practically in order to have better the maise kmitza, to do this maisa, like Rashi says in Daf Nun Daled by the Minchas Choyte. So Al Koponim, what we have learned over here, is a machlokes in the halacha of Lisha by the Minchas Soiles. There's definitely no halacha of Afia, we don't have to bake it, and according to the Mishnah Melech, even the Koyanim don't have to bake the Soiles, the flour. But Al Koponim, there's no din of Afia, so Pashtus, there should be no halacha of lisha, and no halacha that we have to make it into a dough. And this is mefurish in the Rambam, in Perik Yud, Maisa HaKobonis, halacha tesvov. And so too, is Biskriyov takes on, this is the shit of all the Rishonim, and there's no machlekes about it, and we have to be madche the loshon of Rashi by us. But other Achrinim, the Karinoria, and the Ponim Yofis, we said, they say that Rashi holds that Be'emes, there is a din lisha, even by the Mincha Soiles also. Just one more mocking, is Rashi in Yuma, Mem Zayin Omid Beis, Rashi over there is discussing the Maisa Kmitza, and Rashi over there is Mashma, that when the Kohen is moving his hand, says Rashi, the soilets is going to fall for Lekan or Lekan, which is be Mashma from the Loshon of Rashi, that Be'emes by Mincha Soilets, when he's doing the Maisa Kmitza, it is not a dough, not like the Pashtus of Loshon Rashi by us, that's Nikmetzes Isa, but Rashi's Mashma, that it's still flour, the Kmitza itself is a Kmitza of soilets, flour by itself, which is a raya l'chir to the Biskriyovs, have honor that there's no dinlisha at all in the Mincha Soiles. And we find in the Tarius HaKodesh, earlier in Daf Yud Aleph Amid Aleph, Deva Maschi B'dekomtzoi, he asks that l'chir, this is a steer to what Rashi says by us, that the lisha, there was a lisha by the Mincha Soiles, he takes on also, like the Karen Ura and the Mikdash Tovid and the Aflor, that Rashi's shita is that by the Mincha Soiles there is a halacha of lisha, and we make it into a dough. And Mamela, he asks from the Loshon of Rashi in Yuma, which is Mashma Lechila, the Biskriyov took on, that there's no Lisha by the Mincha Soiles. So this is a bit of a akdoma to the next few daf, Be'ikah from Ayin Dalad Amud Beis, and further, in the dinim of Afia and Lisha, by the various menochis of Ha'afuyos and the Mincha Soiles, which is not Afia, doesn't have a halacha of Lisha, and we discuss maybe the purpose of the Lisha should be either for the Maisa Bila, and we'll say there's halacha in the bila that has to reach all the chalokim of the soiles, or just practically in order to do better the maisa kmitza, even though the be'emes has no halacha of lisha, like the Biskriyov takes on. And this svara we find mefurish later on in the Taris HaKodesh, in Ayin Hei Amid Beis, so there he says that according to Rashi, it could be the din lisha, it's only that it should be easier to do the maisa kmitza, like Rashi discusses by the Minchas Chayte in Daf Nun Daled. And the Mitzvah Shem later on in this Mishnah in Ayin Dalad Amud Beis, we'll discuss more of these Nekudas in the Minchas Soiles, in the Halacha of Lisha, and from the Rilosh Shenius of Rashi later on, in this Machlokes, if there's a Din Lisha in the Minchas Soiles. Now moving further on into the Gemara discusses according to Shitas Reb Shimon, who holds that there's a mincha that we do a kmitza veloy misachlo by the minchas chite of the Kohanim, like we'll see later on in Daf Ayin Daled. Then where according to Reb Shimon do we know that all the menachos on nikmetzes and shireim la Kohanim, says the Gemara we learn itself from the pasuk v'chol mincha blulo b'shemen v'chareivo v'chol bnei aron tiyeh. And it's a main Indian, this is a main Indian teaching us to all menachos. The Gemara says, V'ailahachi udaase, homiboyle lichidetanya. And then the Gemara brings down in Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph this whole braisa, benegea chalukas kochim, that from this posuk of l'chol mincha blulo b'shemen, l'chol b'nei aron, we learn out that there's a halacha that we're not allowed to divide the kochim in a chetimtze to be mechalik, menachos keneged zvachim, so to menachos keneged menachos. This is all learned out from this pasuk l'chol b'nei aron, that the din of a chalukah has to be that in every single korban and every single mincha, the kohen, each kohen is going to get a chilek. Now Tosfos over here in Devar Maschil ish chilek in Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph discusses whether what's a halacha by each mincha and each korban by itself. If there was a din chalukah al koponim in korban echod, is the whole halacha which the Breis over here discusses, is only saying that they're going to switch between a mincha and a oif, oifus and zvochim, but in a korban mincha by itself, the minchas machvas, this korban was be'emes divided between the kohanim and had a din chaluka, or there wasn't at all a din chaluka, even in one korban. Tosfos over here discusses from the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Mem Ches Amud Beis, over there we do find matilin chaloshin ala korbanos b'yomtiv, which would seem that there is a din chaluka in al korbanim, the same korban, and that's how Tosfos comes out by us in the end of Tosfos, Devar Maschil Ish, Mashenki Tosfos in Shabbos. Be'emes says, like Tosfos in his first teretz, that there's no halacha of chaluka at all, even in one korban, a chidush in Shitas HaTosfos. HaTosfos has a tzad that bichlal is no chaluka, and even in one korban itself, it's not midin chaluka that they divide the korban in between the kohanim, just everyone takes a portion. And there's no halacha at all of chalukah b'shoveh between the kohanim, even in one korban also. Now, from this braisa of chalukas kochim, the Gemara in Kiddushin Nun Gimel Amud Aleph brings a raya from this braisa. Says the Gemara, it's stam sifrot, it's stam toras kohanim, which is shitas Reb Yehuda, and it's a raya from over here that Reb Yehuda holds that hamekadish b'chelkoi eino mekudeshes. If a kohen will take his portion which he gets from the Mizbeach, and his Mekadish Isha, Eino Mekudeshes, because over here in this price we see that the Schus of the Kohanim in the Chalukas Kochim is not Be'emes their own money, it's not their own personal private Momin Shaloi, it's Mishulchon Gavoya Kozochi, and therefore there's Alochus over here in the Oifanim of the Chaluka, and the Mela, since Mishulchon Gavoya Kozochi, and Mekadish Bechelko Eino Mekudeshes. The Pshat is, Rashi over there explains, that if the halacha would be that this money is his enough to be Mekadosh HaIsha, the chilek which he gets in the oifus, in the zvachim, in the menachos, would be be'emes his own chilek and he has a dim momoin to do whatever he wants with it, then the halacha should be that he will be able to divide it with a different kohen, just like he can take mois chulin and he can make a mechira, he can go and sell, he can make a chalipin, he's allowed to switch over with something else. So too, these chalukas kochim should be the halacha that he's allowed to go and make a chalipin. The only reason why the brightest mavur that you're not allowed to be chilek the kochim, and we're not allowed to tell the kohen Reuven, can't tell Shimon, that you'll take from the zevach and I'll take from the mincha, the reason is because be'emes, the momonus, is not theirs. It is mishulchan kavoya kozochi, it's not momon hediet, and therefore there's a halacha that you cannot be mekadish isha. Because Be'emes is Mishulchan Gavoya, and it is not their money enough to make a Mechira and a Chalipin. This is what the Gemara says in Kedushin, Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. Now Be'emes in our Gemara we find that there's many different drushes over here for all different kinds of Chalipin and Chalukas which the Kohanim want to make. Zvochim Keneged Oifis, Oifis Keneged Menochis, and then the Gemara goes on, Menochis Keneged Menochis, Machvas Macheshes. L'chayur one should understand, L'chayur, that if the money is bichlal not their own, it's mishulchan gavoya kozochi, and this is the reason why they cannot make any chaluka, they cannot divide the korbonos the way they want to, like they'll do with their own personal and private nechosim, then l'chayur automatically this rules out any kind of chaluka, and any kind of distribution which should be between them has to be equally in every single korban and mincha and zevach. Memeila l'chiyah, why should we need a pasuk to teach us every stage that there's a din chaluka and it has to be divided equally? L'chiyah, this is poshut if mishulchan gavoya kazachi. Reb Shmuel Shiryazovsky in his Shiurim in Kedushin Nun Gimel Amad Aleph in Ois Tov Samach, he explains that the Gemara over here is teaching us that be'emes the money which the Kohanim are getting, this chelek which they have, is be'emes not their own, it's Mishulchan Gavoya, and therefore they haven't got zchus to be Mekadesh Eisho. The reason why the Gemara discusses that there should be different kinds of chalukas which the Kohanim can make in between themselves, this is a new halacha of Chalukas Kodshim, which is learnt out of the Pesukim, of HaKoyan HaMakriv, we find in Zvochim, in Perik Tvulioim, that Koyanim or the Gozchia, in the Kodshim, any Koyan HaMakriv, the whole Mishma has a Zchus. And the Gemara over here is discussing in this new idea of a Chalukas Kodshim, which is by not a momentous digger din, mitzad the momoy of Hedit. Because it is not their own money, it is a new halacha, a new parasha of Chalukas Kodshim, and in this new parasha, the Gemara discusses which chalukas are allowed to be made and which chalukas cannot be made. And the Gemara goes through all the different stages mitzad the halacha of chalukas kodshim. Maybe they'll be able to make such a kind of hasnor and a tnai that Reuven shall tell Shimon that you'll take the zevach, I'll take the mincha mitzad the halacha of chalukas kodshim. But that's enechanami that was posher to the Gemara that it is not their own money, because if it will be called their own money enough to be mekadesh isha, then it wouldn't apply all these halachas of chalukas kodshim, because they'll be able to do so because it's their own momoin, it's momoin shaloi. With their own momoin, you can do what you want. You can make a chalukah, you can make a chalipin, you can sell. Memela from the whole b'raisa, that the b'raisa's mavur, the only way they can do this is only through the parasha of chalukas kodshim, is muchach, that's mishulchan gavoya, and therefore it's not their own money to be mekadesh isha. And the only way they'll be able to do it is only mitzad the parasha's chalukas kodshim. And on that, the b'raisa discusses which chalukas are allowed, and the maskonas ha-gemoria, the Gemara says that everything is ruled out, and they can't be chile b'kodshim at all. And Tosfos even has a discussion, maybe even in the same mincha itself, also there's no chalukah being divided between the kohen and b'shove. There's only a din that each kohen has a zchus achila, but there's no chalukah at all, according to Tosfos. And Tosfos comes out like this in Shabbos, like we said before. Al kaponim, this is what the Gemara in Kedushin takes out, that the money over here is bichlal not theirs, and therefore there's no idea of chalukah besides the parasha of chalukas kodshim, which has its own halachas. And the maskona, there's a din that each mincha al koponim in the same mincha, then is a din chalukah, but not anything more than that. The Rambam says mafurish in ma'aseh hakorbono is peik yud halacha tesvov, like the maskona of our Tosfos, that al koponim in the same mincha, in the same korban, then there is a din chalukah, that there's a portion divided into every kohen, and this is midini chalukas kodshim, that they have such a zchus, but again, this is not a locha mitzad them momenus, and therefore a mekadish b'chelko yeino mekudeshes. Now the Achrinim discuss in the etzim gede of the zchia which the Kohenim have mishulchan gavoya, the stipler in Baba Kamas, I mean Yud Gimel Lois Dalad, he says it could be this b'chelal no a zchus momen, it's not worth anything. The only zchus which they have is a din achila. They get a portion in the korban in order to be able to eat the korban, but it's not actually any zchus momen in the korban. It's not worth anything. It's not any bailus which they have. Even mishulchan gavoya, besides the fact that it's not their money at all to be mekadesh isha, they get mishulchan gavoya, but it's only a din achile. It could be bichlal. It's not any zchus momen. But the stipler says that Shmuel Rizovsky, in Be'emes printed in the Chedushei Reb Shmuel in Baba Kamas, in Yud Gimel, brought a raya. L'chiria says the stipler is a raya chazoko, that there's a din momenus, even in this halacha of Mishulchan Gavoya Kozochi, the Koyani Be'emes do have somewhat a zchus momen la'achila. It is not enough to be Mekadesh Eisho, like Tosfos explains in Numbeis Amed Beis in Kedushin, because Mishulchan Gavoya Kozochi, it is only given la'achila, it's not given for any other purpose, but al koponim the zchus la'achila which they do have, is Be'emes has a shavius, and it is worth money for them enough, like the Shmuel Rizovsky Boreiah from a Tesefta in Shkolim, in Peir Gimel Aloch Yud, over there the Tesefta says, that if someone is mafsid, the Chilek HaKoyen, he destroys the Chilek HaKoyen, besides the Averia of being mafsid Kodshim, he also has to pay the Koyen the money for being a Mazik. Says the Shmuel Rizovsky Muchach over here, that the Koyen actually owns something of his Chus Achila, he does have some bailis
of his chus achile on this mishulchan gavoya, and it's not tam a loch of a din on the mitzvah's achile, he has some irich, he has some shavius, and the bailis on this enough that if someone else is mafsid his chilek, he has to pay the koyin midim mazik. Mamela, even though it's not enough to be mekadish aisho, Baal Koponim, he does have some zchus momen, and this is Mavur al-Khiriyah and it's Sefti and Shkolim, which the Stipe also quotes from Ibn Shmuel. Now one more point to be mentioned over here, in this din of Chalukas Kodshim, is the Tosfos HaRosh over there in Kiddushin, he says, that even though the Maskonet HaGemara, there's no Chaluka, the Koyanim between himself, cannot divide that he takes the Mincha, he takes the Oif, but says the Tosfos HaRosh, this is, means that there's no halacha of chaluka that is chal a din chaluka mitzad the momen hedit or mitzad chalukas kodshim. But if the kohen in between himself want to make a hasnor, want to make a tanai, and they say that, you know, I don't like any mincha, mameli, you take my mincha and I'll take your chilek in the oif, even though nothing is going to be chal, because the halacha is you're not allowed to be chilek between the kodshim and mameli, there's no din that this is my, becomes mine now, and this, the other chilek becomes the other coins. But says the Tosfos HaRosh, there's no issa involved for them to go make such a kind of division. They are allowed to go and be masnim between themselves, and they want to rely that his bem is gonna take, they allow me to take later on a chilek in his oif, even though there's no chalois bin chal, but the din of inchulkim is not issa, the inchulkim means there's no chalois chaluka gonna be chal. But if they want, they can be masnim between, and be'emes, this is a locha, it's not a issa, it's only a din that there's no chalois. The shita mekubetzes by also knows hey will be mashma, that the reason why in chilkim is also as bizoyin of the kodshim, mameila lechiri according to the loshin of the shita, should sound that be'emes there's a issa over here, so too over here in the Knesset or Yishonim, quotes from Mayu Be'yav, that it's also for them to do so, such a kind of a tanai, because it's a bizoyin of the kodshim. But the Tosfos HaRosh says Mefurish that one's allowed to do it, it's just not chal. They're going to have to rely on each other, on the yashrus, that they're going to be emes later on, allow me to take part in their chilek, because they're going to rely on what that I gave them now, the mincha, he's going to later on give me a chilek in the oif, in the korban. But al koponim, there's no chalois being chal, there's no issa. This seems to be a machlekes, and it's not so clear that Tosfos HaRosh holds not issa. Belechiri in the Shita Mekubetzes, and it says Mefurish, in the Ma'ir Be'yav, that is the Issa to do so. Reb Shmuel, in his Shiurim, Reb Shmuel Rizovsky, over there in Kiddushin, he points out, a very stark horror, that the Chazon Ish, in Eben Ezra, Siman Kuf Mem Ches, to Kiddushin, Daf Nun Beis Omed Beis, the Chazon Ish explains, that this Zechir, which the Koyanim have, Mishulchan Gavoya, that they get a Zechus Chalukah in the Kodshim, which we discussed, it's a Zechus Momen, is not just a halacha that they have a zchus momen, that this belongs to them la'achila. The only reason why they get this zchus is only for one purpose, in order to be able to eat the kodshim. Mameila says the Chazon Ish, if one of the koyanim is not allowed to eat kodshim b'shas chaluka, l'moshli became tomei, later on b'shas chaluka, where mitzad the dinei chaluka he should really yeah have a zchus, because he was roi la'akrova, b'shas the aktorias ha'korban, and b'shas zrikas adam. Afal Pikein says the Chazon Ish, if later on, B'shas Chaluka, the actual dividing of the korbanos, he became Tomei, and therefore he's not going to be able to eat, then he doesn't have any zchus at all in the Kodshim, because the only reason why he gets his zchus, Mishulchan Gavoya, is only for one toyeles, in order to be Mekai in the Mitzvah Zachila. If he's not going to do himself the Mitzvah Zachila, then his zchus goes automatically back to the rest of the Mishma, and it gets divided between the other Koyanim, and he doesn't have his zchus. Mameila says Reb Shmuel, according to the Svar of the Chazon Ish, the Tosfos HaRosh tells us that if the Koyanim want to make a chalukah between himself, they're allowed to. L'chaira, if one of the Koyanim is going to tell his friend that he doesn't want to eat the mincha, Mameila, you should take my mincha and later on give me a chilek in your korban. Since the Koyan tells us now that he doesn't want to eat this mincha, he l'chaira b'chlal doesn't have his chus. In Mameila, the rest of the mincha gets divided by the other Bnei Mishmo. He doesn't have his chus, he doesn't retain his din of Mishulchan Gavoya Kalzochi, since he only gets it in order to eat. Since he's not planning at all to eat it, he's going to give it to someone else. L'chaira, he doesn't have such a chus to give over to a different Kohen. Mameila, even according to Tosfos HaRosh, who holds that there's no issa to do so, it's just not going to be chal. L'chaira, the whole idea is only working with the Avona, that he still retains his chus, because if he wants, he can eat it. And l'chayu akonit l'chazanish, that if he's not planning to eat it, then b'chlal he doesn't have any z'chus, it goes back to the b'nei mishmo, memeila l'chayu, the whole idea of the Tzitzis Rosh, l'chayu should not apply. This is a taina which Rav Shmuel over there taina is, l'chayu is mavu in the Tzitzis Rosh, not like the avon of the chazanish. And b'emes in the Chavetz Chaim, in the Kutei Halochis, in the beginning of Perek Tvul Yoyim, he says over there, Pshit is not like the Chazanish, and he said if someone became Tommy later on, he still has a zchus to be able to eat the kodshim, and this he can give over to someone else, even though he himself can't eat. He has a zchus mishulchan gavoya, and like we explained before, this is even a zchus momoin, enough to be tuveya if someone's mafsid, he's chayiv midin mazik. These are the dinim which is discussed over here in the sugya, in the dinim of chalukas kodshim, akoponim and machlekes, between the Chavetz Chaim and the Chazanish. If a koyin is not planning to eat, does he still have his chus enough to give it over to a different kohen if he's allowed to, like the Tzitzis Rosh explains? And moving on further in the Omid, the Gemara, the next drasha, the Gemara brings the Raya from the Pasuk of L'chol Korbonom, L'chol Minchosom, and the Gemara discusses the Ribuyim over here in the different Korbonos, which is the Zekoyanim of Azchir. Says the Gemara, the reason why it says in the Pasuk, L'chol Minchosom, L'rabuis Minchas Oimer, Minchas Knois, because Salkadai Tchamina, Vaochlu Oisom Ashekupa Behemomarachmone, Vahai Lahateko Asia, the reason why we bring a Minchas Oime is not for Kapora, it's to be Mate de Chodosh, Veido, Chanus of the Minchas Knois, is Levari Oven Kaasia, Kumash Malon, there's a Pasuk over here teaching us that these Menoche is also the Koyanim Avachelik. Now the Gemara over here, the Pasuk which is brought down, is the Pasuk of Vaochlu Oisom Ashekupa Behem, which is Behemis referring to the Aloch of Achilas Korbonis, the Achila of Kodshim, which was Nikrav on the Mizbeach, not Achilas Menochis. There's a different Pasuk, which is referring to the Achila of Menochis, which is a Pasuk, V'Neseres Mimeno Yichlu Ari Nivonov, and over here the Gemara quotes the Pasuk of Ochlo Yisom HaShekupa Bohem. From here we learn that the Achilas Kodshim is only those, it could be, says the Gemara, Hava Mina, it's only those Achilois, which is Lekapore. The Biskirov asks from our Gemara, on the Shitta of the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, in Asei Peites, so too in the Chinuch, he also brings down the mitzvah, it's like the Sefer HaMitzvahs of the Rambam, and it's mefurish like this in the Rambam at the beginning of Maisa HaKorbonos, later on also in Maisa HaKorbonos, Perek Yud, Halacha Yud Aleph, the Rambam Shitta is, and the Chinuch, that there's two separate mitzvahs aseis. There's a mitzvah asei on the Koyanim that they should eat, they're called Kodshim, Achilas HaKorbonos, which is learned from the Pasuk of Och Lo Isom Asher Kupa Bohem. And there's another mitzvah, a separate mitzvah, which is a mitzvah asei, Achilas HaMenochis, from a Pasuk of Aniseres Mimeno Yoichlu Ari Nevonov. Memeila says the Biskirov, L'chirir, according to the Shitta of the Rambam, who counts these two mitzvahs as two separate mitzvahs, how could the Gemara of here, which is discussing the Achilas Menochis, bring a raya from a Pasuk of Och Lo Isom Asher Kupa Bohem, which is a different mitzvah? It's a mitzvah of Achilas Korbonos. Maybe the din of Achilas Korbonos is a kapore. Masha'inkin Achilas Menochis is even without a kapore. How does the Gemara know to learn one from the other? And says the Biskirov, if we look in the Bahag Bemis counts both Achilos for one mitzvah. There's one klolistic mitzvah of Achilas Kodshim, which includes Achilas Korbonos, Achilas Menochis. Memeila is very good. The Gemara learns out from the Pasuk Ashekupa Bahem to Achilas Menochis also. But according to the Rambam, L'chiria, how could the Gemara Shtel Tzu be Medama, the two Achilles, if they're two separate mitzvahs? The same kasha we find also in the Gemara Yevomos, Memomad Aleph. The Gemara also over there is quoting the Dine Achilas Menochis, Benegea, you have to eat the matzahs. And over there also the Gemara brings down the Pasuk of Ochlo Yisom Ashekupa Bohem. The Ochlene over there, Yevomos, Memomad Aleph, he asks on the Rambam, why does the Gemara bring down this Pasuk if L'chiria there's a different mitzvah of Aniseret Men Yichlu Arin Nevonov? So this L'chiria Kasha on the Shitta of the Ram, which the Biskirov asks from our Gemara, and the same Kasha we find on Chilanei Nivomus asks from the Gemara Nivomus. Now L'chiria, besides this Kasha of the Biskirov, there's another Ha'ori over here in Loshna Gemara. The Gemara says that the Havamina would have been that the Koyanim only Zeicha in the Achilas Shirayim only in those Menochis which come L'Kapora, Masha'inke the Minchas Oime and the Minchas Knois, that they're not coming L'Kapore, these Behemoths, the Koyanim, are not Zeichin. L'chayu it's Mefurish in our Gemara, that normal Menochis, Minchas Nedove, all the Menochis are coming L'Kapore, asks the Oilas Shloima, where do we find such a thing? We don't find anywhere mentioned that there's any kapor involved in the minchas nedova which a person brings. It's not coming at all a kapor. And the chiyah al gemor be mashma that normal menoches, the achila, the eating of them also le kapor. The chiyah normal menoches are bichlal not coming to be mechape on anything. We find so in the stipler, in Zvochim, Simon Vov, he discusses a loshon of the Rambam, in Me'ila, Pe'ikvav, Aloch Yud, that the menoches is only coming nachas ruach ba'alma, says the stipler, they're only coming le nachas ruach. They bichlal don't have any element of kapor in them. Me'ila, the chiyah shvet ha'al gemor, the Oilas Shloima asks, all the menoches are not be'emes coming le kaporah. How can the Gemara say that the menoches which the Kohanim eat are only those menoches which are mechape? Lemaisa, we do find another Gemara, which is the Gemara in Megillah, Tezayin and Medalev. The Gemara over there says that someone who is menadei v'mincha, all he has to do is bring a little mincha with the sorin of soiles and a bit of shemen, and he does a kmitza, umiskapele. The loshon of the Gemara over there is also a loshon of kaporah, even though we're discussing a mincha. And the Netziv, in his Pirush HaTorah in Hemekdova, the beginning of Ayikra, Peik Beis, Halachah Mishnah, Pasuk Aleph, says in the Tziv that Al Koponim, even though we don't find Mefurish, the Kapora of the Mincha, but it seems that the Kapora is going to be on the Midois Rois, Benefesh HaOdom. This is the Kapora which the Mincha has in it some element of Kapora like we find in our Gemara, and so too in the Gemara Megillah Tezayin, even though it's not Mechaper on any Averis, which are Mefurish in all the Mishnais and the Braises, which korbanos we bring, the mincha, says in the Tziv, is mechap on the middle Yisroes of a person, and maybe this is enough for our Gemara also, that this will be enough of a kium of Ochlo Yisrael Mashakupa Bohem. Moving further on to the end of the Amud, the Gemara says, Ashe Yoshivu, the Loshon of the Pasuk, is referring to Gezel Agir, and it tells us, Lechahu Ulvonecho, Shelechahu Ulvonecho, Afilu Lekadish Bohes Eisho, the Gezel Agei which goes to the Koyanim becomes theirs enough that it's mamish like Momo in Chulin, enough to be Mekadish Eisho. Toisvus in the Vamaschir Vafilil Kadish Beis Eisho discusses the Geder of the Gezel Agei by the Koyanim that the Chir Stiris Benegea, the Geder of their Zchus in this Momo in which they get of the Gezel Agei. Because on one hand we find in our Gemara that it's enough their money to be Mekadish Eisho. So Mamela Lechir, it's Muchach that the Zchir is not Mishulchan Gavoya, like we discussed earlier by Chalukas Kodshim, the Gemara says Mufurish in Kedushin Nun Gimel, that any Zchir Mishulchan Gavoya does not allow a Kedushin, because this has to be your own personal money, Mom and Hediot. Mitzad Sheini, we find in the Gemara in Baba Kamed, Afkuf Yud, Ahmed Aleph and Ahmed Beis, there's many Alochis of Oshom, which is Oshom Kariya Yachmona, this element of Oshom by Gezel Agir, and therefore the Gemara says Mefurish that Ein Chilkin Gezel Agir, connected to Gezel Agir. We're not allowed to make a Chaluka, which will give us L'chiria idea that this Gezel Agir has a Halacha of Mishulchan Gavoya. So L'chiria Yibazei, how can the Gemara say by us that it is enough L'kadosh Boyes Eisho? How do these two things work together? And Toritzus in Zvochim, Emdaled Omed Beis, he also discusses the Shaila and he brings down Mefurish from Rashi earlier in Menoches, Memhei Amud Beis, Rashi says Mefurish that Gezel Agir is Mishulchan Gavoya Kozochi. He explains in the Loshon HaGemara of Konu Lashem V'Nosin LaKoyanim that this is referring to the Aloch of Gezel Agir, that's Mishulchan Gavoya. Ask Toisvus over there in Zvochim, this is a steer to our Gemara that Mishulchan Gavoya is wouldn't be enough LeKadosh Beis Eisho. Toisvus over there does not answer anything, but Toisvus by us at the end of the Devar Maschil says, this is what we find in our Tosfos in Ein Gimel Amud Beis at the end of the Devar Maschil. Tosfos says that Bagezel Agir, even though it's Be'emes Mishulchan Gavoya, like Tosfos says at the beginning of the Tosfos, that it does have a din of Mishulchan Gavoya of Konu Lashem V'Nosin LaKoyin, but this is only up till the Chaluka. After the Koyin himself is already Zoicha in the money, now it changes over and it becomes his own money enough, Lekadish Boyes Eisho. Tosfos in Zvochim doesn't say this teretz, and it's interesting that Reb Chaim in his Sefer on the Rambam in Hilchos Bechiris, he brings down Tosfos Kasha in Zvochim, and he says himself this chiluk, that before the Chalukah it's Mishulchan Gavoya, and after the Chalukah it changes and becomes their own money. He doesn't mention at all, it's a Pele Lechiris, that he doesn't mention our Tosfos, which says Mefurish this chiluk, that it's a difference before the Chalukah and after the Chalukah. And even though before the Chalukah, can have all the halachas of Oshom, so to have Mishulchan Gavoya, which Tosfos says at the beginning of our Tosfos, and in Chukin, Gezel Ager, Keneged Gezel Ager, but Afal Pikein, even so, after the Kohen is ready, Zeich in the money, now switches over and becomes his own money. This is Mavur in our Tosfos by Gezel Ager. But the Achrinim ask, L'chir, very important, he said this to Gekash over here, in understanding the difference between Gezel Ager and Chalukah's Kodshim, the Ula Shleim over here in our Tosfos, so to the Dvar Avraham in Chilik Beis, in Yud Aleph, in Skimel, they ask that L'chir, if we see this idea in our Tosfos, that even though it's Mishulchan Gavoya Kozochi, and before the Chalukah, they're not allowed to go and divide the Gezel Ager between themselves, each Gezel Ager has to be divided to all the Kohanim, and Afal Pikein, even so, after the Kohen himself is Zeicha in the money, it changes and becomes now his own money enough, L'kaddish Beis Isha. So Mameil, what's the pshat in the Gemara earlier by Chalukas Kodshim, which we said in the Gemara Kiddushin, is Moichiach Bin Zeriah from over here, that since there's a halacha that in Chulkim Menochis can I get Oifos, and there's no din that you're allowed to go and make a Chalukah division between the different Korbonos, this is Muchach, that it is not their money, L'kaddish Beis Isha, and Mameil, even later on, even after the Zeicha in the Chilek, also the halacha is, HaMekaddish B'chelko Eino Mekudeshes. Ask the Achrinim, L'chir, why could not say, just like by Gezel Ager we find that it changes over once there's Zeicha in the Chilek, so too by Kodshim also, even though before as Alocha Mishulchan Gavoya, and therefore they're not allowed to do Chalukos, like they would do with their own personal money, Afal Pikein once there's Zeicha in the Chilek, now it should be called their own, enough that it's their own, the Kaddish Beis Isha. And L'chir, to say that by us, by Gezel Ager, we have a separate pasuk to teach us this halacha. But L'chir, what the Gemara in Kedushin says in the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, there's a pasuk to tell us that the Kodshim is theirs, L'chol Tzorcheim. The Gemara says that the Chatchila that Rabbi Yehuda held, HaMekadish B'chelko Yimekudeshes, because it's a pasuk of L'chov, L'chem, that it belongs to them. And the Gemara says of Al-Kochach, Rabbi Yehuda was Chizer. Rabbi Yehuda in the end holds that Eino Mekudeshes, because we find this Breiser, which is a Breiser in Teriyat Koyanim, Shitas Reb Yehuda, who holds that there is no Chalukah between the Koyanim. So it must be that it's not their money. Say the Achrinim, the Ula Shlimian, and the Avrom, if one's going to say that by Gezel Ager, because we have a Posuk, Memele after the Chalukah becomes their own money, why could we not say the same thing from Reb Yehuda's Posuk, that he wasn't Chuzah from his Aloche, he still holds HaMekadish V'chelko in Mekudeshes, but Afal Pikein, even so, until the Chalukah, until he actually gets hold of the Chilek from the Mishulchan Gavoya, then there's Alocha that he's not allowed to divide it and give it away with Asno to different Kohanim. What should be the difference between Chalukah's Kodshim and Gezel Ager? The Ikar Oro we find it in the Tosfos Rosh in Kiddushin, and the Tosfos Rosh says that the Pasuk over there in Reb Yehuda's Din is Mashma, that it becomes his Min ho'ish, straight away from the fire, from the akrova, it becomes his, and not after Chalukah. Mashenki b'gezel ager, one can say, it says in Pasuk, Ashe yoshivu, memela only once it's returned, then it turns into mois chulin, enough to become theirs. This is the way Tosfos Rosh explains the two different drashas. But we find in Reb Chaim in his Sefer, the one we quoted above, in Hilchos Bechiris, the Karen Uri already says this ha'ora in Zvochim, Memdalad Omed Beis, so to the Dvar Avraham, which we said earlier. They all say that Be'emes, the din of Chalukas Kodshim, one can say is different than Gezel Ager. Because Kodshim, even after one has already been Zoicha in his portion, it still has Dine Kodshim. There's halachas to it, how long it's eaten, where it should be eaten, to who it's eaten. Mameila, all these dinim are still have the halacha of the Korban continues on, the hektish of the Korban still remains even after the Kohen has read Mizuch in his Chelek. Mashenki b'gezel ager, it's a poshetan moment, the din of the mois, is mois chulin, it belongs to him. Mameila, b'gezel ager, it's very mistaba to say that even though until the Chalukah is Mishulchan Gavoya, but once he's Zeicha in the money, now it becomes his own mois chulin. Mashein came by Kodshim, since before we said it's Mishulchan Gavoya, L'chir, nothing should change over by the fact that he was now Zeicha in the money, because you see that even after he's read me Zeicha in his portion, it still has Dine Kodshim. Mameila, this itself tells us that that the same Mishulchan Gavoya, which was up till the Chalukah, continues on even after he's already been zeichin his portion. And this is the svoy of the Gemara, why by Chalukah Kochim, it is be'emes ha'makadish b'chelkoi eino mekudeshes, Masha'in Kain by Gezel Ager, it's mekudeshes after the Chalukah, because it changes into Mois Kchulin, because there's no halacha anymore of the Hekdesh, which is different than the Chalukah of Kochim, which continues on being the Kochim. This is the Chiluk Shabcham explains by Riches in Ilchus Bechiris and the Rambam, which will give us an idea of an Avona in understanding this difference dafka by Gezel Ageri and not by Chalukah's Kochim. Now moving further on into the next sugya, the Gemara brings down a halacha of Evhune, Shalmei hoiv dekrichovim oilois, the top of Ein Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara Lechatchila says two reasons for this. Ibo yisei mekrov, Ibo yisei mesvara. And later on, the Gemara brings down a machlokes, Rabbi Akiva and the Beis Aglili, benegea the korbonos which goyim can bring, is it dafka oilois, who is any korban? Lechatchila in the Gemara over here by Evhune, the Gemara says a svara. The svara is because oivit krichovim, libo yila shomayim. And therefore, it's mistaber that he wants to be makdish, a kedusha of oilo. Then the Gemara says, "Ibo yisim ekro asher yakrivu l'Hashem l'oilo." There's a pasuk telling us, "Kol the mikra ve'oilo lihave." Says the Kerin Oira, so to the Chofetz Chaim in Likutei Halachos, that be'emes is a nafkemina l'alocha between these two reasons. Because according to the reason that it's a svara that the goy wants to give everything l'ashamayim, it should be kula kolil, if the goy himself will tell us that be'emes he knows the difference between oila and the shlomim, and he dafka wants a kedusha of a shlomim, then l'chiriyah is going to be able to be possible to have a krov of a shlomim, even though it's a kodesh of a goy. Mashen kein, according to the second reason, as a posuk telling us that everything has to be oilois, memele, even if the goy is going to tell us that he had in mind to be makdish a shlomim, it's not going to be chal, because there's no hekdesh of a shlomim. A goy cannot have such a hekdesh called the likri of a oilois lihave. Mamela says the Koyanuri and the Chofetz Chaim, this is an afkemina. If the goy says that he had in mind Be'emes for Kedushas Shlomim, is it going to be Chal Shlomim, or do we say that's not Chal because he only has a Kedusha of a Oilo? Now Rashi, over here at the beginning of the Omid, says that this halacha that Shalmei Oiv Dikichovim Oilois is not just the halacha of a Shlomim, which are Behemois, that they have a halacha of a Oilo, so to the Mincha. If a goy is going to bring a Korban Mincha, the halacha of the mincha is going to be kolil. It's going to be all kolil onto the mizbeach, not like a normal minchas Yisrael, which has halacha that's nikmetes, and shireol, necholim lakoyanim. Over here, the goy's korban mincha is going to be kolil. Now, be'emes, according to the sugya later on, and l'chaya hu adin, according to the svara of Ibo Yisei Mekro, since there's a posuk telling us that a goy can only be makdish a korban oilo, L'chayra, he shouldn't have at all a hektish of a mincha. Memela says the Chofetz Chaim, L'chayra, what Rashi says over here, that a goy does have a hektish of a mincha, but the mincha is going to be kolil. Rashi is saying so only according to the first reason of the Gemara, that Ibo Yisei Mesvor, that be'emes a goy could have all the hektishos, he can have a mincha, he can have a shlomim, just normally in his mind, it's libel l'shamayim. Memela over here, by mincha, he does have such a kind of hektish. He can be makdish a mincha, and he can be miskaper with a mincha for himself, like this stage of the Gemara holds. Memela, the only difference is going to be that it's going to be kula kolil, because liboi lashomayim, just like the oilo, he wants everything to go lashomayim, so to the mincha is going to be kula kolil. Memela, the Chofetz Chaim says, this is only according to the Madoma, Ibo Yisei Mesvara. Masha'inkin, according to the Madoma, Ibo Yisei Mekro, which is like Shittas Rebbe Akiva later, says the Chofetz Chaim, it's mefurish in the Gemara, that according to Rebbe Akiva, a minchas nesochim, habo bifnei atzmoi, we'll see later on in the sugya, by minchas nesochim, if it comes by itself, even though it's kule kolil, the halacha of a minchas nesochim is, everything is kolil lemizbeach, afal pikein, even so, a goy cannot bring such a korban, because he doesn't have a hekdesh of a mincha. Memela, according to the posuk, he wouldn't have a chlal a hekdesh of a mincha, and Rashi over here is only going, ibo yisei mesvor. From here, the Achrinim ask on the Toisvus earlier in Samach Aleph from the base. Toisvus over there says, according to the Madoma, that the Goyim can only bring Oilois. If he brings a Mincha, it's going to be Kolil, like a Minchas Nesochim. And the Achrinim over there, the Oilash Shleim, the Karen area, they ask, that Lachirat Mefurish and Al Gemara, according to the Madoma, he can only bring a Oilo, then he can't bring a Mincha at all. Why does Tosfos say that it can bring a minchas nesachim? Because kule kolil. L'choyer, this is only like the Chofetz Chaim's taina. It will only work if you hold the Ibrahim as svarer that he does have a hekdush of all the korbonos. The only reason why not is because ibel hashamayim. Then it's going to be kule kolil. But it seems l'choyer in Tosfos earlier in Samachalef from Midbeis that even according to the Ibrahim Kro is also he's not nismayit from a minchas nesachim since it's kule kolil. A mamila as aloch like a oilo. Just like he could bring a oila, so too he could bring a mincha, which is a chuyah shver, neged the Gemara later on, that the Gemara says according to Rebbe Akiva, he cannot bring a michas nesachim al koponim if it's bo bifni atzmi. Now, be'emes, even according to the Mandoma Ibo Yisim Esvora, we have to understand this where Rashi says that it's a mincha which is kolil, bishloima, in the case where he brings a behema and he says that he wants it to be a shlomim, then we say, even though he said the word shlomim, but really in mind, he had a kavona that should be a hektush of oilo, because libo ila shomayim, a mamilet chal a kedushas oilo. So that's what he said, that if he says clearly that he wanted to be a shlomim, then be'emes is chal a kedusha of a shlomim. But l'chiria ba'a mincha, the mincha, the aloch of a minchas Yisrael is, that it's nikmetzes v'shirene cholim, the aloch of kule kolil, we don't find ba'a minchas Yisrael l'numo minchas nedove. Mamela, even if we're going to say that this goy's das and his leiv is libo la shomayim, l'chiria, from where should we learn such a kind of a new akrova, a new kind of aktor of kule kolil? Enechen ami, this is what he wants, but there's no such akrova, there's no such aktor at all. So by shlomim we can say it can become a oilo, but how does a mincha change from a mincha ne'echeles to a mincha which is kule kolil? And her beryl in his shurim, shuri agreed, he says this, it's the same idea we can say, or come out according to Rashi, l'chiria, if someone, if the goy is going to take a behema, nekeva, and he's going to say that he wants it to be a shlomim, then l'chiria, according to the Gemara says that it turns into a oilo, are we going to say that this behema, nekeva, is also going to become a oilo? L'chiria, anechanami, even if we're going to say that he wants it to be a oilo, but you can't bring a nekeva l'oilo, memele shum bichal at all, just because he wants it to be a oilo, is not enough to go and say that a nekeva is going to have now a kedushas oilo, mameila l'chiria is not going to be chal. Mameila who had in by mincha, he wants it to be kule kolil, but there's no such kind of aktore. Says a beryl l'chiria, you see in Rashi here a new idea that the din of a year of the goy that it changes because libo la shemayim to oilo does not mean that the ike hektish what he's trying to be mechal a chalois on the behema is a chalois kedushas oilo. Even though he says the word shlomim, he really means oilo. That's not the pshat. The pshat is that even though it's a shlomim, but the goy, since he's libel hashomayim, he's nisrabe, he has a new kind of aktore of libel hashomayim, of kule kolil, and this din is even though it's chalak dusha of a shlomim, but the aloch of ish, which tells us that a goy has as chus hakrova, is be'emes hakrova of a kule kolil, and mamele hu adinu for being in the cave also, even though be'emes the hektish is a hektish of a shlomim, but since the goy's hektish is a hektish lashomayim, mamele is nischadish geworden in the parish of ish, that he has got koyach to make a new kind of akrova of kule kolil, even though the hektish is a hektish of a shlomim. And so to the mincha, even though the mincha is a pashuta mincha, afa pikein, it becomes a kule kolil because of libel lashomayim. It's a very interesting musig idea over here in the Gemara that a goy has a chus to go and be mechadish a new kind of aktor from his parasha of ish that is noidim nedovim v'nedorav Yisrael that it changes over into oila even though it still remains a shlomim, even though it still remains a mincha. This is how Rebel says a very mechudish to gipshat. He says the chiyah is mavur in Rashi and he asks the chiyah where does Rashi take this from in the Gemara. In the Gemara itself, one can learn that be'emes it changes over into oilo, and if we'll be in the cave, then be'emes will stay a shlomim. It's not possible to change over into oilo. But Rashi says by mincha becomes kolil, unless Rashi means that it changes into minchas nesachim. L'chiria, if it's a minchas nedova, there's no aktore of a kule kolil, and afal pikein Rashi's mechadish to us that a goy has such a kind of a new aktore by a mincha al koponim according to the man d'oma ibo yiseim esvore. This is a mechudish digger thing which we find in our Rashi by us in this stage in the Gemara of Ibo Yisim Esvar. One more ha'ora, the Shaila the Kainuria says, according to the Madoma, that Shalmei or Ivdik Chovim Oilois and the Maskonis and Gemara later on in Rebbe Akiva, we find that they don't have a hektish besides the Kedushas Oilo, Says the Kainuria, what would be the Meiser if the Goy is Mekadish, a different Kedusha? He says that this Kol should be a Shlomim or a Mincha, the ones which he does not have a Koyach to go Mimakdish. What is going to be Chal on this Behema? Do we say that since a Goy, the Maskona, this Madoma, Rebbe Akiva, he does not have any Koyach to go and be Mekadish besides a Hekdush of a Oilo, Memela, it's nothing, it's as if he didn't say anything, and the Behema is Chulin just like it was up till now? Or do we say Al Koponim, there's a Aloch of Kedushas Domim, that we should go and take the money of the Behema and bring a Kedushas Oilo? Or do we say that in a klum, it's not that he can only make a Oilo, since he didn't do a Kedushas Oilo, nothing is going to be Chal? This is a suffix in the Karenari in our Sugi, according to the Shetas Rebbe Akiva. What is exactly is going to be Chal if he Behemoth makes a Kedushas Shlomim, according to Madoma Ibrahim Akro? Says the Aviyezri, Rav Shach, in Lichas Kom Pesach, Perik Dalet Alochetes, that Lichur Yazariah, Geshmak Yariah to this child of the Karenari, from a Mephurish Rambam. The Rambam over there in Lichas Kom Pesach is discussing a Locha of a Goy who was Mafrish a Korban Pesach. And later on, he himself became a Geir, and now he wants to use this Korban Pesach, which was Mafish when he was a Goy, he wants to use it now for his Korban, for his Korban Pesach, since he now became a Yid. Says the Rambam, the Halacha is, that Ein Balichayim Nidochim. A Balchai, since the Behemah is still alive, there's no din of Dichui being Chal on the Behemah, and the Mela, this Goy, is allowed to take this Behemah, which he was Mafish for Korban Pesach, and now use this Korban for the Korban Pesach since he became a Yid. This is what the Rambam paskins over there in Perek Daled in Hilchos Korban Pesach. Now says Rav Shach, the Rambam himself paskins, like we'll see later, the Rambam paskins like Rebbe Akiva, that a Goy does not have any zchus to be Makdish, anything but a Korban Oilo. Mamela, if the Goy comes and is Makdish, this Korban Pesach, L'chiria konet the Kainuria, the first tzad was that nothing is Chal. It's Behemoth Chulin. Mamela, what is the chidush b'chal in the Rambam that he's allowed to take this korban and later use it for his korban Pesach when he became a ger? Because ein balichayim nidochin. Of course, the korban doesn't have any kedusha at all. It's a korban chulin. Mamela says Rav Yezvi, it's muchach in this Rambam that be'emes there was a kedusha b'chal, and the kedusha is al koponim a kedushas domim, but al koponim there is a kedushas oilo b'chal on his Pesach. So this is a chidush in the Rambam that even though the hektish of a goy who only has a hekdush of a oilo, and over here he was mafrish a different hekdush, he was mafrish a korban Pesach, and it's his chal when he was a goy, afal became even so when he becomes a ger, he can go and use this same korban for his korban Pesach, because of im balichayim nidochim. Memela says Rav Shach is muchach from over here in the Rambam, that a goy, even though he has a hekdush of a oilo only, if he's mafrish and he's makdish a different kedusha, it's going to be chal. And the halacha will be that Yovi Bedomo Voilo. Memela, this is the chiddush of the Rambam, maybe in Balichayim Nidochim. And this is the Chiria Pshitus to the Sophic of the Kainari, according to the Manda Oma, Rebbe Akiva, that he's only got Kedushas Oilo. Afal Pikain, if he's Mafish, a different Korban, the Chiria, it's still going to be Chal. And the Maisa is going to be the halacha that Yovi Bedomo Voilo. These are the discussions which Achim discussed from our Gemara in Shittas Rebbe Akiva.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.